So, yeah, heard yesterday, got a text from my staff. Hey, Derek Jeter's retiring at the end of the year. And I thought, man, that guy's got great parents. Seriously, that's the first thing I thought about. That guy's got great parents. To walk into New York City at 20 years old, 21, and deal with all he walked into, starlets, shortstop, Yankees, pressure, didn't faze him at all. That's a tip of the cap to the parents. A-Rod's got more talent. Childhood chaos, train wreck. Go look at the great leaders in American sports. Magic. Mannings. Brady. Jeter. You'll find a common thread. The way they handled themselves early, mom and dad get credit for that. I thought of Jeter's parents. The other thing is, I heard a Met fan, I mean, this is comedy, I heard a Met fan ripping on Jeter. Oh, if he didn't play for the Yankees, what? He'd hit 248 for the Royals? Oh, give me a break. I've never, yeah, first of all, Met fan, just stop. Just stop. Before David Wright, you had a revolving door of third baseman for two decades. Stop. At Shea Stadium, you'd hang wild card banners. Just stop. I've never bought into that argument. I hear it all the time. If so-and-so didn't work for so-and-so, that, what? I hear that with David Stern. I got an email yesterday. Well, I mean, David Stern gets no credit. He had Jordan, Magic, and Bird. Yeah, and the previous commissioner had Wilt Chamberlain, Dr. J, Rick Barry, Oscar Robertson, Bill Russell, and the league was dead. You make what you make of your life. LeBron, that's why I'm so for mobility for athletes. LeBron James didn't have a choice going to Cleveland. He finally escaped and got his titles. I'll always support the athlete. Derek Jeter, if he gets drafted by Kansas City, they'll never be able to afford him. By the fourth year, he'll be a Cardinal, a Giant, a Red Sox, a Yankee, or somebody that's well-run and competitive every year. And don't give me this, New York, you're surrounded by, yeah, more pressure, more obligation, more media. New York chews and spits out guys. Randy Johnson couldn't handle it. Kevin Brown, Carl Pavano, Jarrett Wright, Kenny Rogers, A.J. Burnett, Jason Bay of the Mets, Javier Vasquez. They had all the advantages Jeter did. Zippo. Yeah, Magic Johnson did thrive with the Lakers, but Nick Van Exel and Anthony Peeler were given the same opportunity. What happened to Smush Parker? He smushed out. This whole Jeter's lucky to be a Yankee, it works both ways. The Yankees were lucky to have stability for 20 years. Well, if this running back didn't start for Alabama, yeah, you're right. He gets a few more yards for Alabama than he would for Troy State. But there's a reason he's a running back for Alabama. Nick Saban recruited him over 500 other high school running backs. There's a reason the Yankees did all they could to get Derek Jeter, and he excelled immediately. Cream rises to the top. Maybe it didn't 30, 40, 50 years ago. But if it's Hollywood, it's singing, social media, YouTube. YouTube is free advertising for your talent. Stop being a troll on Twitter, create some talent, and you will get noticed. You want to get noticed, you don't have any talent. Jeter's been great from about 14 years old. Go look at his first scouting report. It was on the internet a year ago. Yes, Jeter played in 158 postseason games. That's more than the Cubs and the White Sox franchises combined. Yes, the Yankees helped him get there with that payroll. But you know what? He would extend those series to another series because he was clutch. I'll tell you all you need to know about Jeter. And I don't get goosebumps a lot in sports. But I went on YouTube last night and looked at Jeter's greatest moments. I had goosebumps sitting by myself. These moments were 13 years old. When he goes to Fenway Park, where his last game will be, you watch the ovation Derek Jeter will get from the fans who hate the Yankees organization, who despise New York, who couldn't stand 99% of Yankee history and players. It will be the longest standing ovation, perhaps, in Red Sox history, including Yaz. You wait to see how that guy is treated. I don't want to hear about this if he wasn't a Yankee. With the Yankees come some advantages, but comes massive scrutiny, massive pressure, massive obligation that has chewed up and spit out dozens of players. Dozens. He also didn't get a steady diet of Royals, White Sox, Indians, Twins pitching. He faced the well-compensated, well-funded Red Sox and the unbelievable Rays organization, which is a conveyor belt of aces. He didn't get bad National League divisions. He had to be in an intense rivalry and face the Red Sox 20 times a year. And in an era where half the people are taking cattle steroids, nothing. Nothing from Jeter. Not a single syringe found in his zip code. A scout was asked in high school if Jeter would go to college after high school. The scout in high school said the only place he's going is the Hall of Fame. I mean, give me a break if Jeter didn't play for the Yankees. Lots of people have been given the Laker opportunity. A lot of people have been given opportunities to start at Ohio State at quarterback. They don't all work.